Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma told a news conference in Harare today that Zimbabwe is not ready to hold credible elections on July 31.
Of course, they all talk about the issue of the special votes, and some of them talk about the media, that they don't have enough access to the media. But on the whole, we got the impression from all of them that the preparations up to now are satisfactory. Of course, having spoken to Zach, I've and had a quite a long discussion and got explanations even why there was such a problem with the special votes and what their preparations are now for the rest of the votes, the 6 point something million, and also discuss with them why some of the people were not registered, and they explained to us what some of the challenges were, particularly those who were registering for the first time who had been allowed by the new law to be citizens.
She also urged the Zimbabweans and parties that may not agree with the results of the polls not to stage street protests, but to seek redress in the courts.
And of course, they have to be patient after their voting, to wait for the elections results patiently, and hopefully they'll come out within the stipulated time. And when they receive the results, to also receive them, knowing that those who have won for Zimbabwe, and they'll be looking after all Zimbabweans, and that those who have lost, Zimbabwe still needs them. They still have to work in whatever capacity in Zimbabwe. But obviously, if anyone feels that they are not happy, they would like to challenge the results, we also would like to give this message that please do it legally, through the normal legal channels and not through the streets, because the streets will cause tension and violence, which we don't need.
But Mr. Tsvangirai chided Mrs. Zuma for her comments, saying this exposed her as a partisan observer.
And I say these are concerns that have implications on the credibility and legitimacy of the election. So for one to say that none of the principals have raised these issues, it's not only unfortunate, but it's downright misleading.
The Premier alleged that his party discovered some filled ballot papers used for the early vote staged in dustbins, raising questions on the security of the vote. He said this is clear testimony that the rigging of the July 31 poll is in motion.
Anyway, the other thing I want to say, yesterday we found out that some ballots which were cast under the special provision, the special vote, found themselves in dustbins. And I've got evidence here of a ballot, just one of the ballots that we found at HICC, already voted in its envelope, but now finding itself in a dustbin. Why? Because this ballot supposedly is voted for MDC, and therefore it must find itself in the dustbin and not in the counting station. Now, we have brought attention to Zek over these matters. It's not only the only one. I think there were quite a couple of them in that dustbin. So those who voted for Morgan Tsvangirai must find themselves in the dustbin.
He said the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is not truly independent, alleging that there is a hidden hand of the security forces in its operations.
We wish to express our doubt whether they are in control. Look at the chaos that took place during the special voting and the main implications for the main election. If you can't handle 70,000 in 2 days, how do you handle 6.2 million in 1 day? There is a bureaucratic organ called the National Logistics Committee. This is a committee of civil servants which has now taken over the running of the elections. The most insidious revelation is that this has now become a militarized unit. For instance, on the transfer of the special vote to the provinces, Usually they are transferred by CMED drivers. But now we understand the CMED drivers have been removed. And it's now the military, which is now military drivers, which have now transported this. And the consequence is that the voting that was registered here at head office is not tallying with the result in the provinces.
Mr. Changirai also complained that the electoral body has failed to supply him and his party the final voters roll with only 5 days left before the polls. As a result, Mr. Changirai has written to the commission asking the electoral body to provide him with the voters register. He said because of those and other reasons, such as the failure of the unity government to implement key democratic reforms and cases of violence being reported in some parts of the country, the credibility of Wednesday's polls is now at stake.
What we have seen on the ground so far is clear evidence that the credibility of this election is at serious risk. There is clear evidence of manipulation and militarization of the exercise. There is a desperate attempt to subvert the people's will. We have advised observer missions to look at this critical issue so that they can also satisfy themselves. However, unless ZEC takes steps to address these concerns and the guarantors intervene to press for a credible poll, we could be destined for a manipulated result, despite the clear position of the majority of Zimbabweans that they want change and real transformation.
However, the MDC founding president remains hopeful that he will trounce President Robert Mugabe come July 31.
I'm very bullish about the outcome of this election. It will indicate to you how resilient the people of Zimbabwe are. Indeed, it will surprise you that in spite of the violence, the shenanigans that are taking place, because if you were to ask yourself, why would ZANU-PF invest in rigging an election rather than invest in making sure that you have a credible, legitimate outcome? We have just been informed that the Minister of Justice has all of a sudden said he has found 85 million. The Minister of Finance does not know about where that money came from.
Results of the elections are expected to be announced within 5 days of voting. If there is no outright winner, a second round of voting will be held on September 11th this year. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.